This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, across America on some of America's great radio stations. And special thanks go out to our great military men and women who are listening to us right now around the world via the satellite, and our first responders, too, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our Border Patrol 911 dispatchers for the great job that they do keeping America free and safe. And to all those people who are working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, all those nighttime mechanics, including the airline, air flight line guys over there at Tampa International, as well as other airports across the country. Thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website for all the things we have to offer over there. All right, well, joining us right now, we have Ron Edwards. That's Ron Edwards per Maria at in Germany. And good morning, Maria, and good morning, Ron.
Good morning, Captain, and good morning, Maria.
Yeah, she made sure I said Ron Edwards. She throws all those R's in there. But anyway, let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, the words under God, because this great country of ours was founded under Judeo-Christian values. Well, you know, the president was up in Michigan. I don't know if you had a chance to go see him or not, but he had a lot to say. And this was something that was really, really kind of interesting. Let's just listen to this little tidbit.
You'd be doing windmills. And if it doesn't... if it doesn't blow, you can forget about television for that night. Darling, I want to watch television. I'm sorry. The wind isn't blowing. I know a lot about wind. I know a lot about wind.
Oh, God. He was in rare form up there in Grand Rapids. By the way, I should point out that for the people that were inside the arena that he was at, there was at least that, if not more, outside.
Yes, there were lines all around the place. I think two lines wrapping around the building or whatever, someone said. I didn't get a chance to make it, but I certainly watched it and enjoyed it. The guy's not only is he have a lot of good things to talk about in his administration, but he's quite entertaining as well.
Speaking of entertaining, Jeanine Pirro, Judge Jeanine Pirro, her show is back on the schedule this weekend at Fox. However, she was supposed to appear last night on Sean Hannity's show and did not because of a family emergency. So it's kind of up in the air as to whether or not she'll be on the air tonight.
Yeah, well, but at least she's scheduled to be back on, and I'm glad that they scheduled her back on. She shouldn't have been, in my opinion, taken off in the first doggone place, but political correctness is infecting more and more people, even the people that run Fox. So what a shame. But she's a great lady, great information, great show, and I'm glad that she's scheduled to be back.
Yeah, and we'll see what happens, because the schedule that has her back on is, of course, she's one of the most popular shows that they have. And by the way, AOC is, what state does she represent? New York,
yeah.
Okay, well, here's what Michigan had to say about AOC.
Think about the fact that every mainstream leading Democratic contender is taking the advice of a freshman congresswoman who 3 weeks ago didn't know the three branches of government. I don't know about you guys, but that's pretty scary. You guys, you're not very nice. And neither is what that policy would do to this country.
Now, that was Donald Trump Jr., and, of course, the crowd, it took them a little while to get it up there, but they were hollering, AOC sucks, AOC sucks.
Well, I won't disagree with them.
By the way, she's going in a cave this weekend.
She's doing what?
She's going into a, I said cave, sorry. She's going into a mine, a coal mine, this weekend.
Cave would be more appropriate.
Yeah, but I should have left it where it was, but I don't know. She's going in a coal mine with the congressman who wants to show her about coal and why, you know, there's clean coal and how important that is to our energy and whatnot and what they can do. So we'll see if she has any changes in her mind with that after she gets a chance to see how it's worked, how it works.
Yeah, well, I guess they'll try to roll back some of the programming because she's pretty well wound up and programmed in her way of thinking. So we'll see. You're right. We'll see.
Now, the other thing is there's a lot of still inappropriate and just off-the-wall comments being made. Tell you what, CNN, they're still using the T word for treason. They're using the I word for impeachment. They're throwing all these words around. It's just unbelievable that we have to listen to what we have to listen to. Jake Tapper's program, Cuomo's program, Andrew, not Andrew, but the other one, can't think of his name now, the younger Cuomo, his program. I mean, and here comes the music. But these people, and I'm going to play this when I come back. I'm going to give you an example. Because Mary Catherine Hamm had something to say on the CNN panel that she was on this week. Wait till you hear what she told her fellow panelists, the liberals that were there, and you tell me what you think. I'll be right back with more right after these short messages. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. great product I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook Radio Commentary. When I'm not blowing away the myths and revealing the truth, I'm checking out America's Watchman on the Wall, Captain Matt Bruce, who always tells it like it is, fights against tyranny, and stands up for our military heroes. Captain, this salute's for you.
All righty, well, I'll take it. And yesterday, we did a lot of saluting yesterday at our National Vietnam Veterans Recognition Day. I was at Mission Barbecue up there, Bruce B. Downs. Thanks very much for the people that took very good care of all of the Vietnam veterans up there. And thanks for all the Vietnam brothers and sisters that showed up. Very happy to see you yesterday, and we had a great time. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by David E. Garrett Jewelers, because for over 36 years, David E. Garrett Jewelers has been committed to fine craftsmanship and stellar service. Now, they are a family-owned Christian business that offers an excellent selection of unique jewelry with amazing prices. Now, they also specialize in one-of-a-kind pieces, sure to catch anyone's attention. And they will give veterans, active-duty military, and first responders a discount on their purchase. Now visit their website, www.davidegarrettjewelers.com. That's David E. Garrett, spelled G-A-R-R-E-T-T, jewelers.com, to shop thousands of available items, or give them a call at 937-325-3680 for a more personal shopping experience. That's David E. Garrett Jewelers, a jeweler you can trust. By the way, they give all active-duty military, all veterans, and all first responders a discount. A proud sponsor of the Edwards Notebook and also of the Captain's America Third Watch. All right, back to Ron Edwards, theronedwards.com. Good morning again, sir.
Good morning again.
Back to the story at hand of the president and, of course, up there in Michigan, a great job. The people loved him up there. I was happy to see that. Because the commentators are going, well, you know, Michigan has been a blue state, and we don't know if he's going to carry it again, and all the stuff that was going on there. But Mary Catherine Hamm, who is now a regular on CNN, got on there, and Ron Edwards doesn't want to go away. Imagine that. But anyway, she got she got on the air, and she had this to say about Jake Tapper talking about the treason and the impeachment and all that nonsensical talk.
I'm on board for as much of the Mueller report coming out as humanly possible, partly because we paid for it. But I'm also happy to talk about this story because it is good news. It's very good news for America that he did not collude with a hostile foreign government to become the president. It's very good news that he was not a foreign asset, that he is the duly elected president of the United States, whether you voted for him or not. That's good news for the country and our system of government. And I think, look, some people will say you set the bar too low, Mary Catherine. You're very excited that he didn't collude. I didn't set that bar. I think those same people forget how dead certain they were last week that Robert Mueller, the gold standard investigator, after 2 years of exhausted investigation, was going to find that these bad and, in fact, treasonous things were true about the president. But he didn't. And those are the top lines, and I look forward to learning more. But, look, I supported this investigation throughout, and I'm excited to hear not only the top lines, but the rest of it. But I think there were some who fervently hoped for a different end to this. Mm-hmm. And I say that based on throughout this ride, the side eye, occasional hostility, hey, Twitter, that I got from merely expressing uncertainty or caution, or in fact that we should measure our credibility of public servants like even John Brennan, who it turned out wasn't that credible. We should, of course, measure that against the president's, who is not that credible as well, which we have done ad nauseum. But now the good news is the adversaries of the president can go about the business of beating him in an election, if that's what they want to do, which is a more healthy indulgence than the past 2 years. Or they can conspiracy theories about this, or they can move on to the next theory, at which point, open to evidence once again, but since circumspection and caution has served me well for 2 years, I will be bringing them to the next conversation.
All right, well, it makes some sense, and she's not exactly a conservative. She may have been at one time, but she's become a little bit more weak and meek and docile in her conversations. But the fact of the matter is, you know, except for Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler and Nancy Pelosi, the torch is going down in flames.
Yeah, and I hope it can totally extinguishes. You know, these people are very unreasonable in their hatred towards President Trump. And what we all know this, or at least some of us know this, that the real reason that they were hoping that this thing were true against Trump, it wasn't so much because of the act itself that he was accused of. There's a huge philosophical war going on for the heart and soul of this country. And to them, the people on the left, President Trump represents this huge guy standing in the way of what they want to do to this country. And so someone like Donald Trump, who sincerely loves the country, wants to seal the borders, you know the drill. These people on the left, they hate that. They hate anyone who loves this country. I mean, that's how programmed they are by Soros and the government school systems and the whole drill on the left. And so we are down to those who want this country to continue and to be great, and those who want this country to be turned into something else of a much lesser degree. And thank God that President Trump, I believe, is innocent of these charges, and that as they continue to look at this report, that it comes out in his favor, because we don't know all the details. The possibility of something that could be there that wasn't led onto, but I believe that Trump is totally innocent. We've got to stand with this president and overcome this war that is being perpetrated against our government. I'm sorry, against this country. To me, that's what it comes down to.
Now, the Attorney General, Mr. Bill Barr, is working to release the redacted Mueller report no later than mid-April. He's also reportedly working with Rod Rosenstein and Mueller himself, who's helping to determine what can't be redacted because of current laws that are on the books, especially regarding grand juries. You cannot release information, how a grand jury reached its point, et cetera, et cetera. They merely produce charges of whatever, but they can't talk about individuals, none of that stuff from grand juries. And Jerry Nadler says, and he's a Democratic chairman, of course, of the judicial committee. He's come out and he said, well, we want that by the end of next week, and if we don't have it, then we're going to sue. And well, you know, the guy's out of his mind again, as is Adam Schiff. They got to understand that you got 400 pages of report. We've heard 300, we've heard 600, but 400 pages seems to be the most popular number, so I'll go with that. And you got to make sure that you've taken information out that legally you can't release, because if you do, then you're going to be in more trouble.
Well, how dare they? How dare they make this demand that they want to snap their fingers and have the report at their beck and call when they say so, when they were willing to wait 2 years or 2,000 years to go after Trump and to take as long as necessary or as waste as much money as they could to try and find something that they could pin on Trump. So these people are not only leftist pigs, in my opinion, but they're also big hypocrites. And they know that you have to go through the information and all that. They know exactly what you just said, Captain. But like I said, these are phonies. These are hypocrites. And they're just after one thing, to bring down Donald Trump.
Now, I would be willing to bet you that Sunday on the Talking Head show, somewhere along the line, we're going to hear about Kim Fox, the prosecutor, state's attorney in Illinois, and the investigation that's now starting to pursue from the feds about her and why she did what she did with the case when she said she'd recused herself, when in effect she never did. Also these other things that have transpired with the Jussie Smollett case. And by the way, I believe the federal investigation into the substance that was mailed to him is going to prove through DNA that he actually was the one that did the mailing.
Yeah, and because all he had to do was, have his hand on the envelope or whatever.
Or lick the envelope, or yep.
Yeah, yeah. The thing is, here we are. That lady Fox has been a thorn in the side of the Chicago police for ever since she got into office. She's what they call an activist prosecutor. So she's going to get hers.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you next week, my friend. And an Edwards Notebook is coming up in just a few minutes. So stay low.
All right.
All right, Ron Edwards, and we will be playing at Edwards Notebook here in just a couple of minutes or so when we come back from the break. So don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Linda McMahon is leaving the Small Business Administration to take a job with the president's re-election campaign. In an announcement at his Florida resort, the president says the former pro wrestling executive has done a lot for the country.
She has been a superstar. The fact is that I've known her for a long time. I knew she was good, but I didn't know she was that good. She has been one of our all-time favorites. It was just so smooth. She's helped so many people.
The president also told reporters he may close the border with Mexico as early as next week.
I'm very upset with Mexico. I think Mexico is doing a lot of talking. They have the strongest immigration laws anywhere in the world. They probably have the strongest. And we have the worst. We have the weakest, the most pathetic.
Trump says something has to be done to stem a tide of illegal immigration into the United States. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Why shotgun?
He got Obama fall.
All righty, and now it's time for the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by a brand new sponsor, Hub.life. And you know, for those of you on social media companies are enormous with way too much power. Now, they block, they ban, they silence people who stand up for innocent life, love God, support freedom, and believe in American values. And now there's a new website, new social media group called Hub.life. That's Hub, H-U-B, dot life. They're the newest alternative in social media that gives its members the ability to once again express their belief in freedom and basic decency. So stop being silenced. Quit waiting to get out of jail and join people from all over the world at hub.life. It's free to join. Never a crime to express your beliefs. Hub.life. Go over there and check them out today. All right, here we go.
If we the people don't become more involved in the effort to maintain and improve our republic, it could soon be a constitutionally limited republic no more. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. If it were not for the defeat of Mrs. Clinton in 2016, I believe the United States would already be a great republic of the past. Thomas Jefferson said that there should be a revolution every 20 years, meaning we should consistently make sure that our republic remains a nation of laws and not slide into a mob-ruled democracy that caters more to the will of the indoctrinated many at the expense of the inalienable rights of the individual. If you desire to leave a better nation for your children and grandchildren, how about getting involved in your local school board and help to restore authentic education and eliminate the Marxist-inspired indoctrination that is setting the United States up for a possible collapse within 20 years? If it is not reversed, it is up to you and I, not Washington, D.C. politicians. It's all about we the people and one nation under God. A republic, if we're willing to keep it. I'm Ron Edwards. Join me Fridays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific on AmericaMatters.us and 12 a.m. Sundays on Talk America Radio Network.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
All right, Ron Edwards. And joining us on the telephone right now, we've got Ian. Good morning, Ian.
Hey, good morning. I wholeheartedly approve of Ron Edwards and his message.
Yep, there you go.
I want to talk about so-called fake news. You know, if you look, thanks to the collapse of the Soviet Union and their archives opening up, fake news has been around forever.
Yep.
I mean, it's been around since the days of the Bible. It's a tactic of warfare, really. It's a tactic of psychological warfare. I mean, one of the reasons why the Bolsheviks won the Russian Revolution was not only were they more ruthless and more of a killer than the Tsarist forces, but, you know, there were whole battles during the Russian Civil War that never happened, but the Bolsheviks put out propaganda that they won this battle here or that battle there. So they so demoralized the opposition that the opposition fled in terror. I mean, you can go up to Vietnam, Tech, right? I mean, well, you were Vietnam. You know, in Vietnam, we never lost a battle.
I know that.
We never lost a battle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we lost the initiative with the first Battle of Ai Trang in 1965. That's where we went wrong. And that was a political decision because of Johnson and the war criminal McNamara. But, you know, Tech, we won Tech. But that was turned into another gigantic hoax, fake news that the NBA and the NLF won. So fake news is nothing new. You know, Captain, I'm so glad that fake news is coming out and Trump is exposing it, because this has been a tactic of the left gone on for at least 100 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Fake news is their stock in trade. Without fake news, they don't survive. If they can get a majority of the people to believe fake news and cast out in the rest of us,
mm-hmm.
they're going to win.
Yep.
It's a demoralization tactic, a deflection tactic, and it's a psyop they're using against us.
You're right.
That's fake news. I'll give you another example of fake news. Walter Duranty got a Pulitzer Prize in the early 30s for reporting on what a paradise the Soviet Union was. And, oh, by the way, he conveniently covered up that Stalin murdered like 6 million Ukrainians.
Mm-hmm.
Has the New York Times ever given that Pulitzer Prize back?
No. Oh, no. Mm-mm.
No. Fake news has been around forever, folks. Okay, when I think the Israelites went in and sent a prostitute to spy on the Philistines,
mm-hmm.
when Abraham was up in the mountains and Abraham never lived to see the promised land,
mm-hmm.
I think they put out some fake news. We better be aware about this tactic, okay? And then you know, when you see the so-called news, you can really read between the lines. So that's my comment. Fake news has been around since the days of the Bible in one form or another.
I agree.
Thanks for taking my call.
All right. Thanks, Ian. Appreciate it. By the way, Tampa Trump Club, they're meeting this month, April the 19th. Roger Stone has said that he will be there. So Roger Stone will be the featured speaker that night on April the 19th. And we'll see how that plays out. Also, coming up on the fourth Thursday, come have lunch with the captain at Mixon Fruit Farms Groveside Cafe in Bradenton, located at 2525 27th Street South. That's right there at Mixon Farms. They've got a brand new remodeled. They took the snack bar, made it into a cafe, got a great menu there. I was there the other day, Thursday, tried everything they had on the menu. They brought out a little sampler thing. Well, it wasn't little. It took up the whole table. And we sampled everything that was there so we can talk about the different things that they have to offer. And you'll hear the commercials starting next week. But that's where I'll be on Thursdays if you want to come out and see me. And, of course, Tuesdays, have lunch with the captain at the Mission Barbecue, 5602 West Waters. And we're also working on some other things to get out and about. And also, I found out yesterday the SOCOM, the Special Operations Warrior Games coming in June 21st to June 30th. I'm going to be doing a lot of announcing there. I'm also going to be doing a, the schedule is, the plan is to do the opening ceremonies, a live radio broadcast, and the closing ceremonies, a live radio broadcast, and you'll be hearing more about that in the future to come. That's our plan. That's what we're attempting to do right now. And the other thing was, like I say, I'll be doing announcing at the SOCOM Warrior Games, which is going to be here from June 21st to June 30th. Looking forward to that. Now, nations are like tents. There's small ones. There's large ones. The tents that are great. The tents that are weak. The tents that are feeble. But the one thing for certain is all tents are temporary. They usually rot from within. A tent can't take a lot of decomposition because when it does, it winds up collapsing. Now, our tent in the United States is 243 years old. Relatively young considering nations like Egypt and Greece or even human history. But as you sometimes can be, nations can become complacent and thoughtless and forget and ignore their heritage and how they got to where they're at. Now, our country took a turn some time back, and it's now become evident that the price may very well be collapse if we don't wake up and realize that the powers that are after us from the progressive left liberal socialists are there to try to change our company and our country and turn it upside down. Now, the American people, if they're smart, will never knowingly adopt socialism. But under the name of liberalism, they may adopt every fragment of the socialist program until one day, little by little, piece by piece, we will be a socialist nation without even knowing how it happened because we weren't paying attention as they were adding little bits and pieces. They've been doing it for years with the school system and changing your individual freedom laws little by little. And changing your freedom of religion little by little. You did hear about the Chick-fil-A company who wanted to put a store in the Houston airport, and they were not allowed to do that because of the conflict that it might bring to the airport with their religious, deeply devout religious beliefs. Their words, not mine. Can you believe it? That's where we've gone in the scheme of things. That's where we've gone. Oh, and it's San Antonio. I said Houston, sorry. San Antonio. You're right. Thanks, Julie. So there you go. All right. I'll be right back. Final segment of the weekend edition, the Captain's America Third Watch, coming right up. I am broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, all across the United States of America. I'll see you on the return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
All righty. Thank you very much, Mark Walters, and thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. This portion of the program, our beach and boating forecast, brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club. 168 locations all across America. And here we go. Well, for the weekend, starting out with Saturday and then going into Sunday, we're going to have some really good boating weather, especially for those of you that are down here finishing out spring break. Tell you what, the Gulf right now is the place to be if you want to be out on a boat, because today and tomorrow is going to be mostly sunny. Today we'll have southeast winds starting out a little bit light, and then this afternoon we might have breezy conditions, southwest, maybe 10 to 15 miles an hour. The light chop will be out there in the Gulf, 1 to 2 feet, nothing you can't handle. And the Gulf water temperature 71, the bay water temperature 72, high tide coming at 5:45 a.m. in the next hour, and low tide will be around at 1:39 p.m. Now, the beach and boating forecast is always brought to you by our friends at Freedom Boat Club. Now, Freedom Boat Club is a national company with a national exposure out there, 168 locations all around the country. And if you don't know about Freedom Boat Club, they are a company that's been around for a number of years.
They started right down here in my backyard of Venice, Florida, and then grew to locations all across the country. Their phone number to find out more about them is 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM. The website for the largest franchise in the company, which is right here in my backyard, Tampa, Florida, 19 locations to serve you, over 300 boats available right here in this franchise, the Tampa Bay Freedom Boat Club Market. Now, the website to check them out, freedomboatclub.com. I'll be getting it right in a minute. Freedom Boat Club, Tampa Bay. .com. Freedom Boat Club, TampaBay.com, or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. Now, they have three different ways to join their organization. They have the Monday through Friday plan, which is the one I'm in. It's called the Economy Plan. They also have the Standard Plan, 7 days a week. That's the Cadillac Plan. Then they have the Seasonal Plan, where you join for the 2 or 3 months or 4 months that you're going to be down in Florida or out there in California or anywhere else along the Gulf States, where they have year-round membership, and that'll save you a bunch of money. Now, don't forget that you get an opportunity with a lot of the different Freedom Boat Club locations, like the one up in Crystal River at the Plantation Inn. They'll give you a discount on staying in their hotel up there. Plus, they've got a championship golf course up there, too. You can play golf on. They've also got bicycles you can ride around town, get a look at the rustic nature of the town, hop on the glass-bottom boats. People come here from all around the world, hop on the glass-bottom boats and go out and take a look at the manatee that are out there in the water, plus the other sea life that's out there. And always remember that if you are active-duty military or a veteran or a first responder, active or retired, or a member of the medical profession, maybe you're a doctor, maybe you're a nurse, maybe you're retired as a medical professional, maybe you work in a doctor's office, maybe you work in a convalescent home, nursing home, or you're in a regular hospital, regardless of what you do, you get a discount on the one-time membership fee at Freedom Boat Club. So keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. Freedom Boat Club, Tampa Bay.com. Freedom Boat Club, Tampa Bay.com. And 855 Freedom, 855 Freedom, the number to call. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you. That'll just make your day. Also, have you been listening to the Democrats out on the trail? You know, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand has been making a lot of noise. And one of the things that she proposed was expanding Social Security to illegal immigrants. Well, come to find out that little Miss Kirsten is in trouble right now on some ethics charges. She's being investigated by her cohorts in the Senate for that. We'll see how that works out. But the recent campaign stop in Davenport, Iowa, she said that she wanted illegal immigrants to be allowed to receive Social Security benefits along with a pathway to citizenship. Well, thank you very much. Then you've got Elizabeth Warren, who said it should be a basic human right for housing. And she wants to propose building 3 million new housing units across America, like the Section 8 housing that we currently have in a lot of the inner cities, and just allowing people to come in and live in them for free, because housing is a basic human right. Wrong answer. And you know, the Dems contend health care is a basic human right. So is housing. So the list of Democratic benefits just continues to grow. And it's all to benefit the poor, the poor that they have created and plan to create down the road, because they are definitely getting into class warfare where they are making the haves and the have-nots whiter, if you will, much whiter. And then you got Beto O'Rourke, who's wandering around telling people that we need to ditch the Constitution. Wow. How about we need to ditch him? How about that? And, oh, by the way, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, Congressman Devin Nunes, a Republican in California, is planning to submit criminal referrals to the Justice Department on accusations both the DOJ and the FBI made false claims while they investigated allegations of Trump-Russia collusion back in the 2016 election. Now, where that's going to go, I don't know. But I will tell you this. The documents that need to come out, they can't force them to do an investigation, meaning the Department of Justice. But the Department of Justice and the FBI really needs to take a look at these documents that Nunes is talking about on Adam Schiff's committee, because he's not going to do anything to help the cause. He just wants to spread the limelight on himself and make himself look a lot sillier. All right, well, it's been a great week. Had a fantastic time. National Vietnam Veterans Recognition Day at Mission Barbecue, Bruce B. Downs and the USF campus. Had a tremendous day there. Looking forward to a great week coming up. As I said, Tuesday, have lunch with the captain, Mission Barbecue, back at West Waters Avenue. And then Thursday, we're going to do something different. Once a month, first Monday of the month, or I'm sorry, first Thursday of the month, we're going to be down at Mission Groves, or Mission, Mixon Fruit Farms Groveside Cafe. It's quite the place. They got quite the food, and it's in Bradenton, 2525 27th Street South. And I'll be there for lunch from noon to 1:30. Look forward to meeting as many of you as can possibly make it to that event starting Thursdays, this coming Thursday. It'll be once a month to begin with, but I may come down there a little bit more frequently. We'll see. We'll see. So I hope to see you there. Now, Sunday, be prepared to see all sorts of stuff on the Talking Head shows. Myself, personally, I'm going to go see a baseball game tonight because it's military night at the Drop. And I'm going to go watch the Rays, and hopefully they can win a game and make us all proud. Alrighty, the Captain's America Third Watch. You guys and gals have a great weekend. Have a great day. And remember, it's all about we the people here on the Captain's America Third Watch. We the people. And I'll see you all Monday morning, bright and early, 0200 hours.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun?
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.